You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter and Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, and if you have not thought out a business plan in your organization, we're going to talk about why that might be a little bit of a problem. But actually, this is one of the common mistakes that business people make, is a failure to adopt a well-thought-out business plan. Why is that?
I don't know. You know, I've been working with startup businesses for a long time now, and you wouldn't think, why is the attorney getting involved, and why does the attorney even care about the business plan? But I'm a big believer in them because it's, you know, if you look at what the elements of a business plan are, it really makes you think everything, all aspects of the business you're going to be starting, as well as the industry you're going to be into, because, you know, you're going to be looking at marketing strategies, competitive analysis, mm-hmm. Exit strategy, you know, all these different things, and that really makes you think a little bit more long-term as opposed to just in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why a business plan is a well-crafted business plan. It doesn't have to be, you know, 300 pages either. I have seen some that are quite substantial and are very good, but I've also seen some smaller ones that are very good as well.
Mm-hmm. So as far as all the elements that you take into consideration, this is one thing that I noticed with a business owner that I visited with here in the past month. She was opening a spa, and she had gotten financing for the equipment she had in the place, did a build-out on it, all the office equipment, everything else that she had to get. And so probably something a little bit less than $250,000, but still a nice sizable chunk for a sole proprietor to invest. And she had put together a business plan that she brought to a bank to get the financing. But interestingly enough, not included in the business plan is actually any kind of a marketing plan. How do we plan to get customers in the door? And I'm sitting there thinking, how did the bank ever come around to borrowing this person money without having any kind of a plan on how to generate revenue to begin with?
Yeah, it's kind of key as to what the marketing strategy is. And okay. If you go, the Small Business Administration website has a really good kind of a step-by-step analysis as to the elements of a business plan, and it's worth checking out. You know, and in my work, everybody's like, what you're probably asking, why does the attorney even care about the business plan? Well, number one, we want clients that are with us a long time, so mm-hmm. we want clients that are thinking long term. But like, for example, you know, my brewery practice, working with these different breweries and distilleries, you know, there's a lot of different models that breweries can follow these days, in, especially in Minnesota, in terms of their size and scope. You know, they may some of them may want to do, you know, a big operation with bottles, cans, kegs, all that. Some of them want to just take advantage of the tap room law and have a tap room and sell growlers.
Mm-hmm.
And that affects the advice I give them in terms of, how much money do you need for it? Do we have to raise money from investors, which means securities law issues and compliance issues, which raises the price tag on everything.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the type of space that you're going to lease. It affects, you know, what kind of things we're going to ask for the landlord in the lease negotiations in terms of improvements. It really affects a lot of things. Just that little decision as to, are we going big or are we going smaller?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that you have in your business plan. And that's why when I'm working with these clients, I see the business plan about the first week of my engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see what the overall plan is. And that helps me as their advisor craft appropriate advice for them.
So when do you think is a good time for somebody to engage with you with regard to their business plan? Is it in the beginning before they've even thought about that? Or do you prefer to see somebody who has actually gone through and whether they used a little bit of DIY advice or whatever else, but, you know, have a starting framework of something? Is it better for you to get involved then or to get involved at the beginning when they're thinking about the business plan?
I like to get involved when they're thinking about when they're working on the business plan. If they have any questions, okay? Mm-hmm. If they know what they're doing, if they can put together their own business plan on their own, you know, cool. I'll take a look at it when it's done. A lot of folks though they come to me when they're still in that stage of writing it, and I'm fine with that. And even if it means, you know, writing off a little time to help them kind of get them to the point where they're ready to launch,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that. And I'm a big believer in that the business owner has to take ownership of the business plan.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to somebody that has more expertise in writing them to help them with it, to help them write it, but they can't just pay somebody to write a business plan for them and not, you know, and start going mm-hmm. with it. You know,
yeah.
You have to know what's in it. You have to know, I mean, you have to have yourself as part of it.
Sure.
Otherwise, it's not going to work. It's just, it's a business plan to me is almost akin to like it's a living, breathing document, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an instruction manual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, let's not follow these steps and you get this result.
Yeah.
You have to be involved with it intimately in its creation, or you're not going to be, no matter how much you pay, you're not going to have success.
So kind of in a general sense, a business plan that you could put your stamp of approval on, what are some basic elements they have to include?
Like I said, a description of the business, a description of the key personnel, what the sales strategy is, what the marketing strategy is, a competitive analysis, what else is out there, how are you going to differentiate yourself from it, you know, a budget, you know, where you're going to locate. All those little details
mm-hmm.
Should be in the business plan.
And for those people who figure, we talk about this all the time about DIY equaling SOL, but as long as if somebody starts down the pathway of a place like LegalZoom or whomever,
mm-hmm.
if they at least get an attorney involved and get some good legal advice, substituting research for legal advice is never a recommended thing. So, but doing the research isn't a bad thing to get started, to get things rolling. And you're just saying, hey, get me involved before you actually implement this.
Yeah, no, a business plan is a classic, is absolutely, you want DIY, because mm-hmm. you as a business owner have to be involved with it. But not as many business owners think of going to their outside advisors early on as they're writing the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that can, and like going coming to me, I can help shed some light on some things as they're writing the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's overlooked that you wouldn't necessarily, that you can go to your attorney to get some input that's going to help you create that business plan.
Absolutely. Kevin Hunter and Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, talking about a business plan, the importance of it in your organization. And as Jeff suggests, go out and do a little of your homework. First, get yourself involved and make that document a reflection of yourself, and then get legal advice before you implement it. Again, Kevin Hunter and Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee, as a business owner. I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach's proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Hunter in the Business Forum Show. If you're like many other business owners and business professionals out there who are struggling to produce more leads and more customers for your business, you can likely relate to what I'm about to share with you.
In the previous decade, it worked to mail out things like flyers, letters, and postcards to get people's attention. Throw in a little radio advertising or TV advertising, and the leads just seem to pour in. We all know this has changed, and this change has brought new challenges, and many companies have not found a good way to solve it. The problem is this. Over 4 million households have left daytime TV in the last few years. We also know that radio listenership has dropped by as much as 50 to 70% in many markets, and newspapers are losing readership at double-digit rates every year. When we ran marketing matrices on flyers, direct letters to clients, and postcards, none of them could produce better than a 0.068% response rate. That's less than 0.1%. The sum of these challenges leaves most companies with marketing and advertising budgets that are in the tens of thousands of dollars every month with very little to show for it. The answer is video. But spending thousands of dollars on professionally produced marketing videos can be impossible for a business to budget for. But here's the good news. You don't have to. What we've learned is that the most effective video from you to your client is actually footage you've created yourself. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to still look professional. That's where a video technology platform from TalkFusion Connect comes in. With packages that start at $315, $815, and $1,564, a one-time expense, you can produce high-tech video that will not only drive in clients, but significantly improve your customer responses, and also push your website up to front-page search results due to a phenomena called white labeling. Better yet, you'll get all the free advice and guidance from us that you need to kick this off successfully in your business today. After using the Connect platform on the Business Forum show for just 1 month, our online media and other links doubled in traffic, and our visitors nearly tripled. Video technology is where it's at, and the advantages of the Connect platform and its white label benefits can blow up your marketing literally overnight. You can get started today by sending an email to the Business Forum Show at kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Again, that's kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Or visit our website and click on the link for video technology. You can also call the studio at 763-267-7260 and ask us to send you a link to get your Connect platform working today. The number again is 763-267-7260. Don't spend another dime on marketing models that aren't working. Get started on your video platform today. Call us now, 763-267-7260. The future of your business counts on it. I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.